This is Davin Eldridge, and you're listening to BPR News. North Carolina's so-called brunch bill gives local governments the option of allowing alcohol sales as early as 10 a.m. on Sundays. Hendersonville and Asheville quickly adopted early sales, but to the west, there's still plenty of debate in some communities. The town of Franklin is among the most recent in the mountains to okay the powers granted by the brunch bill, and there was little in the way of fanfare or debate when it did.
Board, we're looking for the board action on Senate Bill 155. Any discussion from the board on this item?
Sounds to me like most people seem to be in favor of it.
There was no one here speaking against it. I'll entertain a motion.
Whoever. I'll make the motion.
Is that a second?
A second.
All right, all in favor. Okay, take care of that. You're welcome.
Franklin joins more than 60 other municipalities throughout the state who've approved the expansion. 20 are located in western North Carolina, including the neighboring towns of Silva, Highlands, and Waynesville. But it hasn't been that easy for other nearby communities. At their last town board meeting, Bryson City officials voted down their own brunch bill measure before a packed town hall. According to Mayor Tom Sutton, many of the locals there came to voice their opposition.
A motion was made and no second. Three of the aldermen did not feel like that was appropriate for our community. We had about 50-50 merchants and restaurant owners who were for it, and a fairly substantial group of churchgoers who were against it.
It wasn't until 1990 that Bryson City finally repealed its own prohibition-era laws by permitting the sale of alcohol within city limits. So the public's response wasn't exactly a surprise to Sutton, who was in favor of adopting a brunch bill.
Well, I think it would have been a good economic opportunity. It's only an extra 2 hours. And I felt like it made life easier on our servers and restaurant owners in town who don't have to tell customers no until noon. If that's the will of the board, then I'm happy with it.
This kind of public opposition isn't limited to just Bryson City. Towns like Maggie Valley and Canton, for instance, are currently in limbo, after many locals there came out against the measure. And for the first time in the mountains, this kind of contention is occurring at the county level as well. Once Jackson County commissioners put a brunch bill vote onto the agenda for their last meeting, they were greeted by dozens of residents in opposition. According to its chairman, Brian McMahon, it all began when the Cashers Chamber of Commerce requested they adopt the ordinance.
They feel like It would give the restaurants an opportunity to cater to a group of customers, clientele, that they can't cater to now.
Fellow Commissioner Boyce Dietz admits that adopting the brunch bill would provide towns like Cashers an economic opportunity, especially because it's a small and affluent resort town with an almost entirely service-based economy. Nevertheless, he remains skeptical and is currently opposed to the measure.
I just can't believe somebody gets up down in South Alabama or somewhere and decides they're going to come look at the colors and they're not going to come to Jackson County because they think there's places you can't have a drink at 11 o'clock on Sunday.
Like Dietz, McMahon is opposed to the ordinance as well. He looks at it as a public safety issue and cites statistics by the State Highway Patrol.
And the main reason for me is Jackson County, when you look at the western part of the state, is one of the leading counties among alcohol-related crashes. Yeah, one in four fatalities is alcohol-related when it comes to automobile accidents.
He says out of all 100 North Carolina counties, Jackson ranks eighth for either binge drinking or excessive drinking. And after hearing from so many residents on either side of the issue, commissioners tabled their vote to adopt the ordinance until they could schedule a public hearing. For BPR News, I'm Davin Eldridge.